At Arizona State University, we offer a variety of programs online designed and taught by a renowned faculty to empower your success. That's why 87% of ASU online graduates stated they were promoted or received an increase in salary after earning their degree. Visit asuonline.asu.edu.
The Daily Dilemma on Beat.
Hi, Ireland Show. I have something that I think qualifies as a dilemma. Myself, my boyfriend saved for the last few years to... Oh no, that's I'm reading yesterday's, everybody. Reading yesterday's because it's over here, isn't
that's
it?
That's okay.
It's all right. It's over on this email. Sorry, you read the wrong email. One sec now. Everyone, gather yourselves round.
Okay, everybody just take a deep breath. Inhale.
Hi, Niall Show. I moved in with my girlfriend last weekend. She's sound and we get along so well. I'm glad with how it's all gone so far. I don't mean to be overly critical, but I'm just surprised by something. Okay. I came in from work to find her at 4:45 in the afternoon in her pajamas on the couch. Now, I got such a shock and asked her, was she sick? She said, God, no, I'm just in my comfies for the night. I didn't tell her I was shocked as I didn't want her to fight with me in case she's a bit sensitive about it. You know yourselves. My thing is pajamas are for bedtime and not for putting on in the afternoon on a weekday. I've never worn pajamas out of the bedroom. And before I speak to her, I'd like to ask your female listeners what they think. No girls actually put their PJs on in the afternoon, do they? What if somebody called or you needed milk? I hope you can clear this up.
I'm really sorry to you, emailer, to disappoint you, to burst your bubble, but I am one of those people that puts her pajamas on in the afternoon sometimes, and I am not ashamed. I am a pajama wearing lover in the afternoon, and I will not be silenced.
How does Tom feel about this?
Tom has some opinions on it. So on Sunday, which, can I just point out, was Mother's Day, so
a day to get yourself dressed up and preened as the wonderful mum you are. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's an assumption, but yeah. I did get dressed in the morning. Obviously, you know, I was going to visit my own mum, so I put on some clothes and I went to give her a gift. And then I came home, walked the dog, and I went, do you know what? It's 4 o'clock and I feel like putting on my fluffy pajamas. And I went upstairs and I did just that. And he was sitting on the couch when I walked into the sitting room. I think it was around 10 past 4, 4:15. Mm. So, you know, kind of at the end of the day, say. Like, we're looking at the clock and we're going,
It's still bright till about 7 nowadays.
We're veering towards the second half of the day, the evening, shall we call it. And I walk in and he goes, oh, bedtime, is it? And I say, no, I wouldn't say it's bedtime. I'd say it was time for me to just let it all hang out.
Yeah. Floppy arse and all.
How many times have you called out my floppy arse?
You brought it up at 7 o'clock this morning, sorry.
I know, but my 9-year-old has pointed that
so
out.
So Tom could be this emailer.
Oh my God, I didn't even think of that. But we're not moved, unless he's trying to, like, you know, disguise himself and actually...
You see, I'd love to have a go at you over this, right?
Yeah.
But I can't. In all consciousness, I can't. Because I get home from work at, 2 o'clock every day? And I get into my house clothes. So that's generally tracksuit pants, which is my equivalent of
pajamas.
Your pajamas, you know.
It's your cozies.
I don't want to be in jeans, like sitting around the house or lying around, you know.
Yeah.
So I can't really have a go at you over this because I've got the male equivalent.
But I think there are going to be like guys or maybe girls that will say, well, tracksuit bottoms don't count because they still look like an item of clothing.
And somebody could still call.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could go to the shop in your tracksuit if you want.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah.
I don't know, it's not my thing, but like everyone can do what they want, do you know? And there's often days where I go home and I do put on my pajamas or my fluffies, but like one day a week and it's a rare occasion where maybe it's lashing
rain
outside.
Would you have the socks as well?
Would I have the socks?
Would you have the fluffy socks?
I'd have the whole shebang.
Oh.
I'd have the socks, I'd have the fluffy, I even have a fluffy top, I have the snuddy.
Okay.
And I have the hot water bottle. I have the whole, what do you call it, like set.
Mm.
And I don't do it every day. But can I just play devil's advocate? This girl could be like me. Day starts ridiculously early, could be on shift work. So for her 4 o'clock could be like your 7 or your 8 o'clock. And it is her house and she is entitled to
I think
to
maybe
put
it's just it's week one that they're living together and he expected a more glam girl around the house.
But oh, Niall.
No, why did he write this in? I'm trying to explain what's going on
because
in his head.
Because he hasn't seen it before. Mm. He hasn't seen somebody who just comes in. And you know what? She's so comfortable in herself that she's like, I don't really care. Yeah. This is my house. Yeah.
I agree with him to an extent though. As in, like, you know, it's a day wasted for me if I was to sit down and just get into my comfies and watch telly after work. Like, I'd want to be, you know, at least some housework done or something that I could do for my day.
You know, go for a walk.
We don't know that she hasn't done stuff,
though. That's what I'm saying. She could be done at like 10 o'clock in the morning after a night shift.
Can we hear from the pajama lovers across the southeast this morning? Come forward.
Step forward. Right, let's get straight to it. It's Shell, isn't it?
Yes.
Good morning, Shell. How are you?
Hello, guys. How are you?
Good.
We're good.
Now,
we're good.
You're on the school run at the moment, are you?
I am, yes.
Describe.
Just pulled up outside the school.
It wouldn't be normal to ask somebody what they're wearing.
Yeah,
but,
it'd be a bit
but
weird. Normally.
Yeah, very weird for you. But on this occasion, we can ask you, what are you wearing right now?
My PJs, full set, slippers, everything.
The works.
And you are on the school run. This is a regular thing for you. You leave the PJs on. You're busy. You have to get going, yeah?
Yeah. Do you want to say hi, girls?
Hello.
Hello, girls.
Good morning, girls. Good morning.
I hope you're in uniforms, girls.
We are.
Yay.
Good. Okay, good, good, good. And come here.
We do have some fully clothed people.
Yeah, but that's good. You see no issue with what this guy is talking about. Like, this is just her being comfy.
Yeah, like, seriously, get over yourself. When you come home, you take off your shoes, don't you? That's a bit of comfort.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, we come home and we put on our PJs.
Yeah.
I'm sure if he comes home in a pair of jeans and a belt, he's not going to sit at home all day long in that jeans and belt. Like,
I don't.
He's going to put trackies on.
And Shell,
so, like,
when it comes to the school run, do you have to get out of the car or do you hide?
No, are you mad? That's why I'm in my PJs. I don't have to get out.
You don't have to face
my
anything.
Kids are grown. They can walk down. Oh,
okay.
It's
fine. Okay. That's good news.
All right, listen, thanks so much for chatting to us. Have a great day. Cheers. Bye.
Have a good day,
guys.
Bye,
girls. Bye. Let me read a couple of texts. Sandra says, when we need afternoon PJs and couch time, we need it. And by God, we'll do it. If we want to or need to. Recognising the need to relax and responding to it is just healthy common sense. This lad is in for a learning curve. Also, Laura was on, I always get home from work, shower, put on my PJs and fluffy socks and clean my house. And then I sit and relax. My boyfriend never says anything and it shows how comfortable I am around him. Chrissy was on the dilemma, this guy wouldn't like me. I work from home and my uniform is now PJs and a snuggle hoodie daily. To me, dressing up now would be leggings and a fleece. There's nothing wrong with being comfy in your own home. And a couple of the voice notes on this. Firstly, Rachel was on to us from Carlo.
Hey guys, just in regard to the dilemma. Now, I wouldn't be a pyjama kind of girl myself, but my God, like my dressing gown, like the minute I get in the door, like that goes on me. That's my comfort. That's my blanket wrapped up, happy out. Like, this lad needs to get a grip. Like, she's comfy in her own home, whether it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon or 8 o'clock at night, she's comfortable. So he needs to, you know, accept her and her pyjamas and all. Like, oh my God.
Okay, and Eileen was on to some Tremor.
Oh my God, no. The minute in the door in the afternoon, upstairs, bras off and pajamas are out. That's how it's done.
Oh,
you've no idea. Well, it might be, I don't know if there's a similar feeling for you.
No, I've never.
Boxers, no. Not that I'd whip them off in the house, but going to bed.
As soon as you
go
in the door, your poor housemates. Shanine was on from Tip as well.
I wear my pyjamas absolutely everywhere. When I get home from work, it's literally shower and pyjamas. It doesn't matter if it's 2 o'clock in the day or 7 o'clock in the evening. And if I need milk, I live in a small village and they just know when I come in my pyjamas. They just know not to say anything. So pyjamas are like a ritual. Definitely. Everybody I know wears their pyjamas when they're not going anywhere anyway.
I'm stealing that. They're like a ritual.
A ritual. Yeah. All right. Thank you for your thoughts on that. Final thoughts? 085 102 9103.
As a major research institution, Arizona State University offers the most online bachelor's degree programs, along with world-class faculty and dedicated support. Discover why ASU is ranked number one in innovation for 9 consecutive years. Tap to learn more.